This is Referees World.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of the Referees World podcast. My name's Darren Cullum. I'm a level 5 referee, and my partner in crime is Somerset FA's County Training Officer and PGMO League Assessor, Richard Mellin. In this episode, it's fitness test time.
Yes! 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 Oh! Oh! Oh, yes!
This is Referees World.
I'm going to be talking to different people throughout this podcast with this fitness session that we're doing. But two other colleagues that are with me at the moment, and I will let them introduce their own particular involvement within County FA and refereeing in particular. But firstly, I'll speak to Alan Cumnor. What sort of things might you be looking at then as a support mechanism here?
Well, first of all, their attitude on arrival. I think that's very important. Some of them, most of them look pretty up for it. One or two, I'm beginning to wonder. But of course, we've got different sorts here today. Some are doing it for one reason, some are doing it for assistance on the line, and therefore perhaps don't look at it in the same way. Turned up this morning to do what they think is their job because they've been told to come here to do it. But we're looking for something a bit more than that, aren't we?
Okay, the other gentleman I'm going to speak to this morning on the podcast is John Harvey. John.
Yes, I'm chairman of the referees committee, and my prime aim is to support all referees within the county, whatever level they are. Part of that obviously means showing that we want to encourage them to take the fitness test or assessment where necessary, because fitness is a big point about referee.
What I wanted to focus on is something that John and both Alan are very aware of, and that's the preparation, the mental side of it as well as the physical. But the mental side of it will come from another person that I'm not going to speak to at this moment in time. But on the physical side of it, I'm going to speak to Dave Callow.
Good morning, Dave Callow, sports injury therapist, now at Weston-super-Mare, but also a member of the County FA as far as sports injuries goes, and tutoring, emergency aid and injury clinics.
Well, what we're doing here, we're talking about the Taunton test here for county referees from Somerset. But let me point out, this is not just applicable to Somerset referees. This is applicable to all our referees. So what would you be expecting, Dave, as regards preparation for any referee in any test situation?
What I'm interested in looking at is some of their physical attributes. This time of the year, they've had a summer's rest. How prepared are they? Ready for their RA fitness test? Have they put on weight during the summer? Have they taken weight off? Have they prepared their self food and drink ready for today to be able to hit the magic figure they're looking at?
This is Referees World.
And now I've got two of our colleagues, Megan Farrant and Joe Simpson. They are both level 5 female referees looking to progress in the game. So Megan first. Megan, how are you feeling this morning, and what has your preparation been?
A little bit nervous this morning, but we'll get over it. I've been running around a little circuit I've got around my house. Not literally around my house, that'd be silly. Around the streets around my house, I should say. I've also got a slightly longer route around my village I've been doing as well to build up a little bit of extra stamina. We've been doing a little bit of sprints, shuttles and stuff at the playing fields. I've been trying not to eat too much.
Yeah, that's an important feature there with preparation. What sort of distances and times have you been doing, Meg?
I'm not entirely sure how far it is. It's roughly the correct distance, 2,500 for the level 4 fitness test. But the problem I have with it is it's got two hills, so doing it in 12 minutes is nigh on impossible.
So on this flat running track, you feel quite comfortable in running on that then?
Well, hopefully. It's just a case of whether my asthma plays up or not.
Okay, and preparation as relating to, you've mentioned asthma, what do you actually do? How do you get overcome that?
Obviously, I have to make sure I take my preventative inhaler every day, both times a day. I take my other inhaler with me when I'm running, have it as and when I need it. I've also got a breathing apparatus thing that exercises the muscles that work your lungs, which seems to be helping. So.
Okay, you've just educated me on that. But my point there is that if you prepare and you know the challenges that are in front of you, you know how you might be able to handle it to get through that challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's spot on.
What about food and fluids?
Plenty of fluids. I've had an electrolyte drink this morning because it's obviously quite warm out here. So we need to keep replacing the minerals that get lost.
Going to change now and have a chat with Joe. Joe, give us a little bit of background as regards your refereeing career and all your levels of involvement, because you're a very busy lady in female football.
I am,
Yeah, I'm refereeing since, oh, I don't know, 2007. So I did a year at 7, went to 6, did a year at 5. Unfortunately, I failed my fitness test this time last year, so nerves are very high this morning. Sort of haven't been back since last year, although I did go on to pass it in October last year, and have trained consistently since then, sort of not redone the fitness test, but tried to maintain my level of fitness, probably training in the gym 4 times a week. Outside of that, I'm a mum of 2, so that keeps me busy. I'm a dental nurse. I have a lot of involvement. I sit on the FA Council. I'm Secretary of Street Ladies, and I'm Secretary of Somerset County Women's League. So, generally quite busy.
You can't get enough of this game of football then, obviously. No. Despite your private life, personal life, family life, and everything else.
Yeah.
Jo, what sort of preparation have you been doing? You're talking about distances and training on a weekly basis. What sort of training sessions have you been doing?
Well, I always do something on the treadmill, which is probably not ideal because I know it doesn't really reflect track running, but it's sort of it keeps you in it and keeps you running. On top of that, I do the bike and I do some weights as well. Obviously, I'm type 1 diabetic as well, which I have to consider into the factor because meal and what I eat, especially in preparation to something like this. So sort of completely off alcohol at the moment and sort of stocking up on the healthy carbs at the moment. So,
well, you're type 1 diabetic. Meg's got... Yeah. Meg, remind me. Meg, what was that?
I've got asthma.
Okay, and I drink all that I can for both of you while you're not able to drink. So don't worry about not drinking. I'll do that for you. But both of you, I wish you both a lot of comfortable running this morning, and we'll talk to you afterwards, okay? So good luck. We're down at the Taunton track, and I'm going to be talking to a few colleagues about the fitness assessment and test that we're going to do. First of all, up on the front line, Darren. How do you feel, Darren?
Yeah, all right. Bit nervous, you know it is.
Now, do you notice the difference in Darren's voice when he's normally talking podcasts as opposed to now having to do a fitness test? He's under pressure. How do you deal with the pressure, Darren?
Don't know, try not to think about it.
Okay, let's talk about other things relating to this then. What preparation have you done for a fitness test?
I've been doing every Monday night training sessions that you and I have been doing, along with some of the other guys. And I've been doing the same thing again on a Wednesday night down here at the track that we're at. So I've been putting in a good 2 a week. And I think what I've felt has worked for me in the past is coming to the track a week or 2 weeks before to get a feel of what it is you're doing. You can pace yourself as opposed to when you're running around a field, for example, or running around a football pitch, because you've got an idea as to the pace that you need. So I've been able to transfer that from one training session to the next.
Okay, that's interesting to learn that, because yeah, it is an important thing to know what you're going to be doing and where you're going to do it and the environment in which you're going to do it in. So you know, you've done a little bit of homework on that sort of thing. What sort of sessions have you been doing as regards preparation?
The sessions that we've been doing on our Monday night training sessions, I've just been repeating. So the HR sessions, I've also been doing the actual test itself, just so I can monitor the performance that I'm doing it in. So for the last 4 weeks, I've kind of been doing it on a regular basis, so I'm quite confident that I can get in within the time.
Okay, so you've actually done the test in your own time.
Yeah.
How did you feel mentally once you've achieved your time with the distance required?
Yeah, I was chuffed a bit. I think my sprints, I've got my personal best. I did, personal best is now 6:58, and the laps, my best is 11:29.
Okay, 31. Just confirm to me the distance you've covered for both your sprints and for your distance running.
Right, the sprints were 50 metres in under the 7.5, obviously, and the 2,500 metres.
Okay, that's fine. Just want to clarify that, because obviously we're going to be doing different tests here this morning with some of our colleagues. Some of our colleagues are looking to move from level 5 to level 4 at the end of this season, so they need to meet some of the criteria, and part of the criteria is covering that distance of 2,500 metres continuous running in 12 minutes. And you're one of those, Darren, aren't you?
I am. So, and it's quite warm today as well. It's going to make a difference, because the nights that I've been coming down here and the nights that we've been training have been a little cooler, although dry through the day. So there's a slight breeze, but you know, I'm quietly confident.
Okay, so here we are, it's midday Sunday, doing this particular assessment and test, but you've not been training in at this time of the day. Should you have been doing that, do you think?
I should have been. Unfortunately, work's prevented that, and small babies.
Of course, family life and work are still priorities, no matter what anybody might think
about football, but preparation is a big thing. So, Darren, good luck, and we'll speak to you later.
Brilliant. Cheers, Rich.
This is Referees World.
Now, we've listened to our female colleagues. We've listened to Darren, who's my partner in crime when we do our podcast. I'm now going to speak to another gentleman that I've known for a long time. He's a long-time football fan, now chairman of Bridgewater RA, now looking to make progress towards level 4 status. So he's taking the challenge this morning. I'm going to talk to Jim Farrant. Jim, first question, personal question, and I apologise for asking you, but how old are you?
I'm 58, Richard.
Okay, 58-year-old. There's no barriers here. No barriers, just mental barriers. There will be physical challenges. Jim, what have you done as regards preparation for your test?
Well, I've done a lot of running, mainly over the time, really, sort of 13, 14 minutes, but on hills at home, and I've done a lot of cycling. So the more endurance stuff has been cycling, where long hills work very hard on the uphills, as there is living at Milverton, there's a lot of hills, and that's basically what I've done.
Okay. What do you do then when you're out running and you're running for that 12, 14-minute period, which is your primary target, but what do you do as regards your thought process when you're out there and it's boring?
Well, what I really think about is level 4. I think, do I want this? Yes, I do want it, so come on, let's work harder and get it. That's what I'm thinking about more than anything, the challenge of getting to level 4.
A stronger work effort and commitment then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it has to be, and at 58 you have to, and it's kind of like a bit crazy, but I enjoy it and I like the challenge. The number thing is only at the end of it, and I don't really take a lot of notice of it.
Okay, here we are. The test is now running. I wasn't privy to listen to the instruction given to the runners, but we're doing the first test of those wanting to progress from level 5 to level 4. The test has been started by Keith Buller. Keith is our referee development officer for Somerset. But again, as I reiterate, this is not just applicable to Somerset. This is going on around the country. So good luck to everybody that's taking those. I'm going to have a chat with Keith now. Keith, what were your instructions as regards the start and the expectations of those progressing?
Well, this test is for the level 5 to 4 referees, and they need to do 2,500 metres in 12 minutes continuous run. My instructions from the start was that they need to stay together, help each other through it. It's not a race, but it's a time. They just need to do a 2-5 just to qualify that in the 12 minute done. We gave them the opportunity to step away if they don't feel they're fit enough to do this test, and then basically I just gave them a 3-2-1 go.
So they've been invited, or did they volunteer for the status that they're trying to achieve?
Well, everyone can apply for the next level. So for those that want to go from level 5 to level 4, which basically means they can move up to the supply league as a referee, and in for Somerset, the majority of them will be on the Western League Division 1 as a referee, but also on the contributory as an assistant. So, and one of the specifications is that they have to complete a 2,500 metre run in 12 minutes.
What's the criteria for completion of this particular test this morning? Right from the start, when they say that they're interested in becoming a level 4, what do you ask them to provide?
Well, they need to do a blood pressure for me. It's not required by the FA at this stage. It's only for the next level up, but I've taken it that they do need to have one here, so we have got medical cover for this, and I've reverted back to the old Football League specifications of 160/95, and they've all provided me with a blood pressure certificate signed by a doctor or nurse.
So there's quite a bit here involved. These guys are looking to progress to level 4 after today. What will be the expectation from them looking forward?
Well, they know that they can qualify this test, and from this stage onwards I did tell them unless they have actually passed this test they won't be assessed. So a part of it, obviously, promotion is assessments, and without assessments they just won't progress. So this is for me to say, right, now you've completed it, I can now inform the FA that you have completed this test and you are able to do it for the next level. And we can now look at you and see how you're refereeing this year and see if we can promote you to the next level.
Okay, that's the level 5s to level 4s. The next session that we've got coming up after this involves Supply League assistant referees. What criteria do they need to meet?
Right, they also have to supply the same blood pressure certificate to me, but their test isn't as long. They only have to do 2,200 metres in 12 minutes. Now, this is not compulsory. There's no fantastic thing for them to do from this, but I do inform the Western League that these now have passed the fitness test, and they will be put on what they say a priority list for there.
So basically what we're looking to here is to make sure that referees are fit for the demands at which they want to officiate. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously the game's got faster over the last 10 years, so we just want to show the Western League that for the assistance test is that we actually got some people that are fit and can able to do it.
This is Referees World.
Keep on running. Well, here we go. 50 metres to go in the track. 11:20. Well done, Dar. You're through there. Keep going, mate. Darren's just gone flying through the finishing line. He's done exceptionally well. Come on, Ant. Well done, mate. Keep that plod going. Well done, mate. Well done, Pete. Keep going. Well done, Kev. Kevin Ward's still smiling. I'm not so sure he should be smiling. Well done, JJ.
Come on, Paul. Push it.
Come on, Paul.
Come on, Paul.
Come on, Paul.
Come on, Paul. Put it in.
Well done. Go on. Push hard. Well done, mate.
Come on, Paul. You're almost there.
Come on.
Well done. Now you can relax. Just keep moving. Keep moving. Don't stop running. Come on, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Joe Simpson's 50 metres now. Coming up to a run.
Keep coming.
Come on, Joe. Well done. Well done, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Keep going. Don't stop yet. Don't stop yet. Come on. That's the whistle.
There you go, Jim.
That's the whistle. Okay, here we are. We're just going to finish off the Referees World podcast for this session. This is the fitness and assessment session that we've done down here at Taunton. Applicable for all referees, not just our county referees. What I want to point out is we've had somewhere in the region of 60, maybe 70 officials turn up here this morning, including our Level 3 and Level 4 colleagues. And the message I want to put out to everybody is about preparation. Preparation, whichever level test you're taking, it is important. It doesn't come naturally. None of us are natural athletes. Refereeing is what the quest is all about. So what I want to say is, signing off on this podcast from Joe and Darren that are stood here with me now, is I wish everybody well, good luck with your testing, and happy refereeing.
The download is complete.